All right, Big Mac, today is Tuesday, June 9th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. As always, I am here with Chief. Chief, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm a little concerned about you.
Yeah, I'm concerned too.
I mean, we're recording this at 9 a.m. You're widely known as Afternoon Ed. That's when your brain gets sharp. So we're going to try to slug through a controversial topic here. I need your brain sharp.
I know. This is where, you know, the people catch us off guard here. So I need to sharpen up very fast. So before we hop into it, though, I do want to talk about Roman Chief.
Okay.
They got this nightly defense. Okay. For, you know, facial cleansing and acne and all that stuff. So if you've been dealing with acne, redness, dark spots, or wrinkles, finding treatment that works can be complicated. You need skincare that actually performs, but getting started can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Chief, there is a solution.
Yeah. So Roman coming through so clutch. Quarantine's open. Everybody's been looking disgusting, cooped up inside, no sunlight. You're just going to thrust yourself back into the elements with bars open. You use this stuff, you prevent wrinkles, it's going to ease your adjustment back into the world.
For sure, and they make it convenient. They customize prescription skincare that really works. Just grab your phone, computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. If it's appropriate, the doctor will then prescribe you a custom blended treatment based on your skin type and priorities, and you will get free two-day shipping. So with Roman, there's also no commitments. You can cancel anytime. It's also very important to note. So go to GetRoman.com/BarstoolOffer for a free online visit and start your new skincare routine today. That's GetRoman.com/BarstoolOffer. Eligibility requirements and additional terms do apply, but definitely go check out Roman. Get that nightly defense. Get going.
Yeah, you want to be looking fresh face when you're going out to bars, sitting at patios. This is the way to do it.
Good point. Very good point there, Chief. Okay, so what we're going to be talking about, I've kind of heard rumblings about this, but I've never fully known what the fuck it is.
Can I make a confession?
Yes.
I still don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So we were hit up by one of our listeners. They said, hey, I need you guys to do an episode in this QAnon. My QAnon?
Yeah.
I'm like, anonymous? Is that what they're talking about? Is it like the guy who he hijacked the
yeah,
yes,
the an internet guy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
No, it's not that. Or I guess it could be, but it's not.
Okay.
Okay. And that is, and it wasn't just one guy. I feel like since we've been starting this, I've been getting DMs like, "Oh, do this QAnon," and it's like my response has always been, I don't know even where to find how to do research about that. And there's been, lots of mainstream articles from The Atlantic and The Rolling Stone and then
Vice.
We
went down them all.
Yeah.
I read a bunch of shit. I know you definitely did.
Definitely did. Watch a lot of videos, listen to a podcast, two podcasts actually, just trying to understand, because you hear that and you're like, I don't really know what QAnon means, but it's like out there in the culture kind of. And then it's like a deep web thing, because you hear about Reddit and 4chan, and then something else I learned about called 8chan. So that's a thing that I had never even heard of until I started researching this. It's like 4chan wasn't good enough, wasn't secure enough, so it moved over to 8chan, which is like, I think, the same thing, but a little bit deeper. Maybe there's a 12chan. Maybe there's a 16chan. I don't know. Yeah.
Is it just a message board? Because I think it's like a lot of people, when they shit on something, like, oh, you're probably one of those 4chan deep fucking dark web kind of type. It's like, oh,
it sounds
what happens there?
So I was too afraid to even go onto 4chan. Yeah. And when I say too afraid, I don't even know that, what is it, 4chan.com? I don't know.
Yeah.
But they describe it as an image message board. So maybe where there's all kinds of memes and things like that. So I think it is, it is similar to Reddit, but maybe more image based. I really don't
know. Yeah.
So
I like Reddit.
Reddit has turned into something else. Like, there was a long time I was very afraid of Reddit too.
Yeah.
Reddit is now to me just like something, it just aggregates stories and information.
It's a good source of
it
news.
Is.
Like, it really is. I like Reddit. So when I first heard about 4chan, this is probably years ago, I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. I typed it in, I haven't gone back.
It's dark.
Yeah, it was just I didn't see anything like too fucking like scary or anything like that, but it was just like I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And people it had like such a negative connotation, so I was like, all right, I'm just gonna stick to Reddit.
Yeah.
Stick it to Reddit.
Or just like normal internet.
Yeah, normal internet.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on Google and YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
So yeah.
I don't know where you wanna start with this though. QAnon, it's watched a couple videos. Mm-hmm. What's the gist of it? What exactly is it?
Well, let's I found a pretty good quote from a guy who is a believer. It's this guy up in Washington State. He's an internet influencer, and I apologize. I thought I wrote his name down, but I don't. But it's like he's a 28-year-old guy from Washington State, and this is what he says about it. And he's like known as like a prominent person in the QAnon community. He says it's a public intelligence decimation program whereby they're using anonymous online posting boards like 4chan and 8chan as a back channel to give the public information to show them what is really going on behind the scenes.
Hey, Chief, let's take a quick break here and let's talk about our friends at JP Graziano's. Listen, those shirts went fast, so I hope everyone got in on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a nice 83 they turned this over this Sunday, so happy birthday to them. You know, big anniversary there.
Incredible. We're talking four generations?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yep, four generations. And guess what? Four generations are back open on Tuesdays now. So that's today. Make sure you're going in there, putting in your order for a sub. They open at 11 or, you know, they finish at 4, maybe whenever they run out of bread. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're hitting up JP Graziano's today or on Tuesdays in the future. Besides that, I mean, place your order, put it in advance. If you want a sub for this Friday at 1 o'clock, just type that in and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. 1937.
Yeah, 1937.
That's crazy.
It's a long fucking
time. This is
pre-World
War II.
Yeah, that's a long
time.
It's
so long.
On the fucking, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
On the west side.
The west loop. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's wild, man. So go do that. Or go to tasterealchicago.com. Go get yourself some Jardinera Muffalata mix. You know, enhance your barbecues, enhance your summer. jpgraziano.com. 901 West Randolph. Go check them out. All right, let's get back to the show.
So, and then, you know, they say that there's a deep state of Satan worshiping, like an international cabal that runs everything. It runs Hollywood, it runs the media, politicians, high level people making decisions about education, like literally anything, anybody who's in any position of power, it goes back to like this secret society, deep state thing. And these people are also heavily Donald Trump people is what it seems. So, and they kind of believe that Donald Trump was brought about to kind of take down this cabal, like this deep state.
Really?
That's what I found.
So now, is it one person? Is it like, this is QAnon, I have a report here out of the White House, here's what this is going to happen for X, you know?
So, yeah, and I would... yet no one really knows. So okay. That's the other part of it. So the anonymous is truly anonymous. That anon stands for anonymous, and it started with one post on 4chan rather, on October 28th, 2017. So that was another thing. Like for some reason, I thought this went back like pre election of Donald Trump, but it didn't. It kind of like QAnon popped up, like I said, end of October in 2017. So he had already been in office for 10 months. And at that time, his like tag was not QAnon. The first ever post was Q Clearance Patriot. And that Q level, the Q level means it's like a security clearance. And the speculation is that this guy, he like works in the government, and he's like either on Donald Trump's side or he's in the, you know, there's speculation that he's in the Department of Energy. So he like has a lot to do with like nuclear weapons and nuclear energy and things like that. But he's just like a very well connected, anonymous inside the government person who's not a part of this quote unquote deep state.
So otherwise, it's essentially a mole?
You could say it's a mole, but like, is it a mole if he's like active in working for Donald Trump? So is it a mole against who? You know? So, but you know, this QAnon, Q Clearance Patriot, claims to have, you know, pretty high level security intelligence.
Okay.
And there's speculation that it could be one person. There, I've seen other things where it could be as many as 10 people.
Now, is it from the same username?
Now it's under QAnon.
Okay.
And there's been like thousands and thousands of posts and like maybe 100,000 different like lines of sentencing or sentences about things, and they write in like a kind of a cryptic, complicated way. And so it seems like if a person had a full-time job, it would be impossible for them to do it by themselves. Like it's like that much content being thrown out there by this wow. QAnon. So
all off the same username though, you're saying.
That's my understanding.
You're saying, okay, yeah. But it could be multiple people using mm-hmm. the account.
Yeah.
Instantly. And they're just dropping all this random shit that mm-hmm. pretty much only someone in the know would know, or someone who's.
Yeah. But also not, right? Because they get a lot of shit wrong. And
it could be bullshit.
Yeah, it could be a lot of bullshit. Could be 100% bullshit. Okay. And, you know, so in the original post under that Q Clearance Patriot, you know, they talked, they said there was this is the calm before the storm. And the storm was going to be these sweeping arrests of people in high places, people like Hillary Clinton, you know, her campaign manager, this guy, John Podesta, Obama, Tom Hanks, like these Hollywood elites, that they were all media elites, that there was going to be like thousands of arrests coming. And so like this post was out there. And then like a couple days later, I want to say, Donald Trump had a press conference talking about a storm coming. And like that kind of like gave credence to that original post. So it's like, oh, is that a coincidence that, you know, there is this, you know, Q-level guy, this Q, you know, Q-level patriot says something that there's a storm coming. And then Donald Trump uses that same language like 48 hours later. And that is when this thing kind of started to take off.
So in a sense, it's you understand because... I mean, the shit that he says, you could always kind of chalk it up to be like, see, we were kind of right. Something's going on. I mean, he tweets like fucking a million times a day, right?
Yeah. And again, like these are, yes, Trump and today especially, he's on one, okay? He's tweeting nonstop. But then there's these people, you know, who are like, we'll call them true believers in this QAnon guy, almost like to a religious level. They believe like when Trump like fucks up like grammar or, you know, has double spaces or like triple spaces or weird, like just weird, you know,
kafifi or whatever.
Yeah.
The fuck that
yeah.
Was.
Whatever weird words, they'll take that and be like, that was actually code. Like
oh,
he's getting a,
fuck.
Yeah. So like he's getting a, like that. And so that's kind of the thing. Like they espouse like all these things where it's like, you could take some leaps and be like, it's weird. Like, it's weird, okay? That kind of makes sense. But then it's like, okay, now that's bullshit. You know, so it's like they kind of discredit themselves. Like, you know, they say that, you know, I was reading this article in The Atlantic that came out, you know, it's a widely spread publication about QAnon, and they've been doing this series about conspiracy theory culture in general. And... you know, they were kind of saying like this is like a cult thing, but they link the whole movement really all the way back to that, like, remember that, hearing about that Pizzagate?
Yes. Okay, so we've been a little long. We're going to stop right there. In part two, we kind of get into, like, you know, if this stuff is even good for us to talk about in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot of kind of, well, so is this a lot of shit like that? Okay, so listen, stop right here. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.